Park City's tourism industry could be compromised as visitors book their ski vacations due to the ongoing and unresolved ski resort battle between Park City Mountain Resort and Talisker Vale. Any business that depends on winter visitors is likely wary as the August 27th date for the hearing between the two resorts nears. Deer Valley Marketing Director Colleen Reardon says while they're certainly watching as the lawsuit develops, thus far they haven't seen it impact their upcoming winter bookings.
You know, it hasn't affected us yet. Our phones are ringing and we're booking well. We're ahead of pace from last year. Of course, there's concern about what's going to happen next week. But we are talking as a community and how we may shift gears if the worst possible thing happens, God forbid.
She says Deer Valley does have a contingency plan if it ends up that Park City Mountain Resort doesn't open for the winter season.
So, you know, we're making plans for any eventuality, but certainly hoping for the best. But for at this point in time, it really hasn't affected us at all.
Reardon says while the legal battles may not be a nationwide story, it's certainly a big story within the ski industry.
If you're talking industry and the sort of the vertical publications, it's big news. But you're right, when you're talking like the news outlets or the lifestyle magazines, it really hasn't been a big story for them. So we're hoping it stays that way.
Deer Valley's general manager Bob Wheaton agrees.
And that's also what we're seeing. You know, right now is the season when the ski industry is really out marketing to tour wholesalers and travel agents and all that. And as of yet, it's not real high on their radar screen, which is a good thing.
That's Bob Wheaton along with Colleen Reardon of Deer Valley Resort. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.